Make sure you're subscribed to Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc.
Who was it who said that there are lies and there are egregious lies and then there are statistics? It's not true that you can make numbers say anything you want, but you can spin your numbers or you can ignore certain aspects of your numbers, the data that you yourself collect. And that might be true here of the new Guttmacher Institute's report that was recently published in the journal Demography. Joining us to talk about this new data from the Guttmacher Institute on unintended pregnancy rates and on pregnancy desires, Dr. Michael New, visiting assistant professor of social research and political science at the Catholic University of America. He's senior associate scholar for the Charlotte Lozier Institute, Paige Comstock Cunningham Fellow with Americans United for Life, and a columnist for National Review Online. Dr. New, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
What is the subject or what are the subjects of the latest Guttmacher Institute numbers published in Demography?
Sure. Guttmacher, from time to time, tracks data in the U.S. on pregnancies, pregnancy rates, and pregnancy desires, whether pregnancies were intended or unintended. And this article kind of updates that data. It provides new data from the years 2009 to 2015.
How did Guttmacher's methodology in this report differ from their previous reports on pregnancy desires?
They were a bit more nuanced. Previous Guttmacher reports kind of lumped all pregnancies into one of three categories, either wanted, unwanted, or mistimed. Here they broke it down into more categories. They looked at pregnancies that were too early, pregnancies that occurred on time, pregnancies that occurred too late, and then another category of unwanted pregnancies. So they broke it down into more categories. This report was a bit more nuanced.
What are pregnancy desires? What is that data point?
Well, essentially, you know, there are surveys that ask women about their pregnancies, and they simply ask, you know, was this pregnancy intended, or what was the circumstances, or were you intending to get pregnant? Did this pregnancy occur when you wanted? Did it occur later than you wanted? Was it unwanted? Again, they use data from the National Survey of Family Growth. That's a data set that's, you know, very widely used by social scientists who want to track, you know, a variety of findings and trends about the family. So that's how Guttmacher tracked down this data.
What's interesting to you about the Guttmacher results?
Well, there's several things that are interesting. First, unintended pregnancies are falling. There was a big decrease in pregnancies that occurred, quote-unquote, too soon. There's a somewhat smaller decrease in the number of pregnancies that were unintended. There's also an increase in pregnancies that occurred too late. A lot of women, especially between the ages of 35 to 44, apparently wanted to get pregnant earlier. They may have put off pregnancy because of the Great Recession or because of the economy, but there's a lot of women, especially in their 30s and 40s, who report their pregnancies occurred, quote-unquote, later than they wanted.
So how did the authors of this study put a pro-contraception spin on their numbers?
Well, a couple of things. First off, between the years 2009 and 2015, the U.S. abortion rate fell, and they were quick to credit the falling unintended pregnancy rate, specifically more use in contraception as the result of this decline in the abortion rate. And that's really not clear to me. I mean, if you look at trends in contraception use and unintended pregnancy rates, they don't always correlate. There have been times when we've seen increases in contraception accompanied by kind of increases in unintended pregnancy rates. So it's not really clear that these decreases in unintended pregnancy rates are because of more contraception use. Secondly, they claim that it's the employer mandate that was included in the Affordable Care Act that's kind of driving down these unintended pregnancy rates. The Affordable Care Act required that many employers include contraception as part of their health care plans. And they're crediting this employer mandate for this decline in the unintended pregnancy rate. That's not clear. It's possible there was kind of a longer-term decline in unintended pregnancy rates that was occurring well before the Affordable Care Act. But since the data is a small data set, we don't know if that's the case or not.
So go into a little more detail. How else can that unintended pregnancy rate data be explained?
Well, sure. I mean, it's entirely possible. One thing we do know is that sexual activity is falling. We have very good data, especially amongst minors and teenagers from different data sets, the Youth Risk Behavior Survey and also the National Survey of Family Growth. Both show pretty strong data that, you know, young people are less sexually active. So unintended pregnancies aren't necessarily because of more contraception. It could be because of changes in sexual behavior.
What data did Guttmacher overlook?
One thing that Guttmacher didn't talk much about is that there's been a very important long-term trend that there's been an increase in the percentage of unintended pregnancies carried to term. I think that's actually a very important trend, that when you look at data that goes back to the early 90s, about half of all unintended pregnancies were aborted back in the early 90s. By the late 2010s, that number fell to a third. So one thing that's very helpful is that when women do find themselves pregnant, they're less likely to choose an abortion, and they're more likely to choose life.
Why do you cite these statistics so often?
Every time I speak to a pro-life audience, I cite these statistics about increases in unintended pregnancies being carried to term. And the reason why I do that is because if more unintended pregnancies are being carried to term, it's because of pro-life efforts. We're either changing hearts and minds, we're taking better care of women through pregnancy help centers, or passing more and better protective pro-life laws. So, you know, essentially it all flows back to the efforts of pro-lifers. If more women are choosing life, it's because of the good things pro-lifers are doing.
To summarize all this, what should we learn from the Guttmacher data that would encourage pro-life efforts?
Well, the good news is that abortion rates are falling. We've succeeded in getting the abortion rate down. Even before Dobbs, the abortion rate fell by more than 50% since 1980. If the abortion rate today was what it was back in 1980, there'd be a million more abortions taking place every year. So we've made great progress getting abortion numbers down. And a big reason, you know, behind that is because not that unintended pregnancies aren't happening, it's that they do happen, women are choosing life. And again, if more unintended pregnancies are being carried to term, that really shows that pro-life educational, service, and legislative efforts have all been effective.
Dr. Michael New is visiting assistant professor of social research and political science at the Catholic University of America. He's senior associate scholar for the Charlotte Lozier Institute, Paige Comstock Cunningham Fellow with Americans United for Life, and a columnist for National Review Online. You'll find a link to his columns at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk On Demand Archives. Dr. New, thank you.
Oh, thanks, Sidney. Much appreciated.
We will be talking about encephalitic children with Pastor Jonathan Lang on the other side of the break and discussing a religion news service story titled There's a Reason Every Hit Worship Song Sounds the Same with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
I am beautiful because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am accepted because I'm a part of His family through Jesus' shed blood.
Unity Lutheran School in East St. Louis, Illinois, shines the light of Christ in one of the most impoverished cities in America. Learn how to support their mission work at unityesl.org. Unityesl.org.
Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I say yes to God in His ways.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
This is Molly Hemingway, encouraging you to listen to my favorite podcast, Issues Etc. Every day you get in-depth interviews with host Todd Wilkin asking expert guests substantive, thought-provoking questions on all of the important news and issues of our day. The expert guests are in culture, law, ethics, philosophy, theology, and apologetics. Expert guests, expansive topics, always extolling Christ. Issues, etc.
Do you dread going to work out? Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or performancefitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.